Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, thanks.
California.
Game time, baby. You are on live with Coach Anthony Bartley, and we have an exciting show for you tonight. Our first guest tonight is going to be from the SoCal Breakers, my former team, and a good friend of mine, Manny Ojeda, and he will have along with him one of my former players, my leading rusher last year, number 28, Vanessa Santillon. Our second guest tonight will be owner of the Las Vegas Showgirls, Dion Lee, who also is the promoter of the Women's Football Camp and Clinic. And our guest also will be Todd Hughes, head coach of the Dallas Diamonds. If I'm not mistaken, I believe he's won every championship and every league he's been in. So we got an exciting show for you tonight. Glad to have everyone here listening in. Do I have Coach Ojeda online just as of yet? No, he hasn't called in just yet. Well, just to kind of fill everyone in on what we're going to discuss today, one, I want to know, you know, more so what's going to happen with the history, you know, with the Breakers. I don't think everyone knows the history of the SoCal Breakers. They have been around women's football for 5 years now. Like I said, I spent 1 year with them last season in the 2007-2008 season. We also know that they are at one point conference champs coming out of the NWFA. And last season we finished out with a record of 4-4 against some stiff competition, you know, with our only defeats actually coming from the California Quake. They beat us twice. The first game was 5-0, second game 27-0, and then our other two defeats coming from the Las Vegas Showgirls. Which they defeated us 22-12 our first game, which was the first game of the season. And the second game, we lost 20-7. But it was an exciting game, very exciting game. Now, I wonder if anyone's called in just yet. Okay. Apparently everyone's kind of running a little slow here. Our topics for tonight are really going to be about, again, the future of football, women's football in general. And we're looking for, some positive feedback from everyone here, all those who come into this discussion. This is an open forum for everyone. So, like I said, everything here is going to be kept positive. I know some people out there in the women's football world, they're kind of wondering, well, what's Coach Bartley going to say this time? Is he going to talk bad about us or, you know, anything like that? Just kind of let everyone know that's not what this is about. And what people need to understand is, you know, aside from the radio talk, you know, yeah, my thoughts, feelings, and concerns, you know, are that of mine, not of what league. I don't represent the WFA when I'm on this radio talk. I represent me, Anthony Bartley. I don't represent the IWFL nor the NWFA. You know, again, this is just me and my thoughts and feelings. Outside the radio, it's all me. You know, I'm say what I want, what I feel at that time, and if people don't like it, you know, that's tough because it's welcome to life itself.
How you doing, Coach Anthony?
Hey, Coach Manny. Nice to have you on, man.
Thank you for having me on your show.
You know,
congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
We know the word will get out now.
just to kind of fill everyone in, you know, I've been, you know, kind of going back and forth with this idea of actually going on radio talk. And I got to give credit to where credit is due. You know, Coach Manny, like I said, he's been a longtime friend of mine. And he's the one who pushed me into going ahead and doing this. He's a firm believer in elevating this level of football. So, I got to give credit where credit is due. So, first, let me say thanks again, Manny, for your kind words and wisdom.
No problem. Like I said, we've had about 10 seasons together. We've been around a while. The pleasure of three teams in the IWFL and the women's, two with the Great Quake and one with the Breakers, and seven in the men's, one in the pros. Seven winning seasons and two 500s, four playoffs and one for the big show. And I still don't have a ring coach. But it's not about us. We know that. It's about the players.
Well, you know, just for everyone to understand, you know, Coach Manny, again, like he said, he's been with me for a long time now. We originally got together in 2004, if I'm not mistaken, toward the end of my first season as the head coach of the California Quake. And, you know, the one thing that always sticks out with us is the one thing I told him is, don't backstab me. And he says, Coach, all I want to do is just teach this game of football. And, you know, we've been clicking ever since. Manny, I've said to myself, if I ever made it big, I would take him with me. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm holding true to my words. Am I right, Manny?
Yes, sir, you sure have.
And to this day, you know, I really don't like taking on that kind of program without him. In fact, I'm still trying to get him, but I know, you know, he's got his loyalty, and I respect that. You know, just like he respects my loyalty.
Well,
Manny.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say the main thing is about building the football programs and giving back to these athletes that work so hard to get there. We're trying to always pay back what we've done and what we received. So it's just about open communication.
Yes, it is. So tell me, Manny, now that you've accepted the reins of the head coaching job after my departure, what are you looking to do with the Breakers right now?
Well, right now we're, again, still, as you know, building team. We have a lot of talent and a lot of good spirits. They're working hard to make themselves stand out. We have quite a bit of competition out there. We had the great glory of playing the IWFL against teams like Las Vegas, Dion, which, as you know, brought out quite a fiesta to us.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the congratulations to Todd with Dallas, who won it all. Again, it seems that we always get a building team. I've been a construction builder for quite a long time, and it seems we always get the building teams, make them believe in themselves, and then they do better. So it's always been about that. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to achieve the players to be empowered in themselves to make it happen.
Cool. Well, now let me ask you this question, because I know it's been a rough transition, and I know you've heard me say the term, you know, a lot, and I know you said it before, deja vu. And I know there's been a major transition, especially going on within the Breakers organization, new ownership, new agenda, the works. I mean, how are you taking that?
Well, Coach, you've known me long enough, and I think a few coaches know me out there. Keep a sense of humor. You know, everything is a challenge. Everything is in competition. And you just break it down. You deal with whatever is occurs. Sometimes we never had a secondary, or we didn't have that great fullback, or we didn't have a good offensive tackle.
I actually hit the wrong button here.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that one more time, please? I'm sorry.
Every situation that we've dealt with, we just deal with everything that comes about, Anthony. You know that. Sometimes we don't have a secondary. Sometimes we don't have a good offensive tackle. So we have to work at that. We have to train people. A lot of this coaching, you know, is later on down the line. Most of the time we're just teachers, developing them, empowering them, motivating them. Same thing with the Breakers. Again, we're rebuilding. It's a completely new management, new coaching staff, with the same philosophies of the past to work on building women's football.
Cool. So, I mean, overall, I mean, what do you predict? You know, what are your predictions for the Breakers for 2009?
Well, I think we're off to a fairly good start. We were taken down to a lower level due to the lack of players. We're Division II now, so we'll play new teams that we haven't played before. We have the Amazons coming into our league. We also have the Modestos team coming in. So we look to be favorable. Last year, as you know, we did a 4-4 season with the rookies. This year, these rookies have 1 year experience, and they've really developed. They've really grown. They've stayed by them. We've had some veterans that have stayed strong and have come back as teachers. So you know me. I need a few more practices to make that division that you look for, that you make early in the season. Last year I predicted a 4-4 season. I think this year for sure we'll beat that and smash that record.
Well, now let me ask you this question. You know, being a coach, and, you know, I know sometimes, you know, stuff like this, you can't help but take it personal. But, I mean, don't you feel like that, you know, that's kind of a disrespect considering, you know, one, you know, you're being put down to a lower level, so to speak, but given the level of competition that you displayed, you know, last season, I mean, what are your feelings about that?
Well, Coach, you know that as a coach and only as a coach, and I prefer a position coach, so I don't have to deal with as much politics and nightmares. It's out of our control. It's out of our hands as coaches. We don't own the teams. We just do the best we can, and we're pretty much told what is going to happen. As far as being a put-down or a lower level, it doesn't affect my girls because they just want to compete. And the only thing I can tell them, and we will be telling them, is if they move to town because we're not as competitive or we don't have enough girls, then we need to go out there and recruit, and we need to win more games. So, and this will only be their second season. As far as being upset, someday you're the dog, and some days you're the hydrant, Coach. You know that.
Okay. You know, I understand. I understand. Well, do we have Vanessa online? Is Vanessa Santillan online, perhaps?
No, Coach Lee's online.
Oh, Deion Lee. What's going on, brother?
What's happening?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. Glad to have you online.
Yes. I'm not quite sure if it was my turn to call in. I just called in. I said, 7:15.
No, like I said to you guys, this is an open forum. You know, I'm expecting to hear from everybody.
Okay.
So, I was just talking to Coach Manny about his program, and I wanted to kind of touch bases a little bit more with him. I was looking for one of my former players to be online as well, but hopefully she's on. Vanessa's on. Please speak up. We're really looking forward to hearing from her.
Well, I'll tell you, Coach, I know she's busy at the gym training some of our girls right now, but I know she's supposed to call in.
So what's Vanessa's role with the program now? Because I understand she's taking a step up.
Yes, she has. She's taking on the coaching roles of getting the team prepared at the Sports Velocity, where she works at as a trainer and a sports therapist. And she's doing is preparing our team for strengthening and power.
Cool. And how's that working out so far?
Well, I'm quite impressed. We did not have that last year, as you know. And, you know, you and I are used to stopwatches, and they got lasers. So this old coach is really getting old. They don't have one of them lasers.
Well, apparently, you know, the Accu-Track system, what they got, is supposed to be the top of the line. I know I've ran on them, and I'm pretty sure. I know you ran on them as well, huh, Deion? Ran against that AccuTrack.
Oh, yeah, definitely that.
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to break it down. But you say overall, you know, the training is going pretty well with you guys so far?
Well, we have minimum numbers out there right now. We have a few recruits. It seems like in sunny Southern California, we have other activities to take care of, families, jobs, And they'll start slipping in here about December or so. We're trying to push for, you know, better turnout. But we're preparing those who are ready to prepare.
Well, around this time of the year, and I know Dion can probably vouch for that, it's pretty hard because, I mean, there's so many other outside commitments. You know, it's pretty tough, especially to get players out. And, you know, speaking from experience, I know it can get even tougher, especially around the beginning of the new year. So how do you guys plan to overcome that?
Go ahead, Dion.
Oh, my bad. Well, I know for us, with the Las Vegas Showgirls, we've been hosting our football 101 camps every other weekend. And we get, you know, 4 to 5 new recruits out there, and some of the veterans are still relaxing, maxing and relaxing. So it's been a little difficult for us as well with the holidays coming up. But, you know, when New Year starts, everybody get their little New Year resolutions in about, you know, getting in shape, losing weight, getting more active. You actually wind up having more players after the first of the year committed to themselves, you know, getting better shape and better health. So I think that goes across the board, you know, for every team out there. For those who are having tryouts in January, you definitely will see a larger turnout in January than you did in, say, September, October.
Well, I know for a fact your girls have taken a major beating, considering the fact that you guys went from fall straight to spring season.
Yeah.
Given, you know, the shutdown of the WPFL. And then you guys jump right on into the IWFL, so you're pretty much, your girls didn't have hardly any time to recoup.
No, we didn't have no time to recoup from 2007 to spring 2008. I mean, we were finished in November. We took the month of November, December off, and we got back at it again in January. But we didn't put the pads on until late March. I was trying to give the girls an opportunity to recover. So that's why I'm not so antsy about, you know, ladies coming out there at this point in time. They need a break. They need to get away. So we really concentrate on the newbies, the rooks, and those who want to learn football. So, you know, this is our first off season in 2 years. So we okay with it. We all right.
Gotcha. Well, I do have Vanessa online. Vanessa, how you doing?
Hey, doing good.
Good. Glad to have you on.
Hi, Coach Manny.
How you doing, Vanessa?
Doing good. Just I'm here at work, actually.
Yes, that's what I was telling them. Why don't you fill in, Anthony, what you do over there?
Yeah,
okay,
so
I work at a Velocity Sports Performance in Irvine, and my official title here is Assistant Sports Performance Director. So majority of my time is spent coaching athletes between the ages of 10 and 18. So I teach athletes and speed, agility, quickness, power, flexibility, everything you can think of for sports.
So basically, Velocity.
Our team isn't that young. You got some adults in there too, don't you?
Oh yeah, there's an adult program as well, but probably 90% of the time I'm with high school athletes.
Uh-huh.
But
okay.
My off hours are spent with the team.
There you go.
So pretty much Velocity Sports. So Velocity Sports has turned out to be quite the latest trend, because, I mean, I've heard other such programs, you know, jump into using Velocity Sports. In fact, I know of a semi-pro team, the South Bay Skulls and the Patty LaBelle League, they use Velocity Sports.
Yeah, a lot of teams do. Like, whichever there's a lot of Velocities spread throughout the U.S., so just you know, whatever local teams, they usually hit up Velocity when it comes to their, you know, strength and conditioning needs. We're partnered up with Modern Day High School. So when it comes to like, local teams, so yeah, Modern Day Monarchs, and we work with them. Right now I'm working with the girls basketball team, and I've worked with the football team as well as volleyball, cross country, a lot of other teams as well.
Sweet. Now that's actually exciting, because I mean that's actually helping taking sports to a whole nother level. Because I know looking at the high school level, because I just like for example, I just took on a new coaching job at a new high school. So you know you can just imagine, you know, trying to take it to a whole nother level. And looking at the athletes, they got, like I said, they're bigger, stronger, and faster. And I know a lot of that has to do with, you know, a lot of work that comes out of velocity sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, I mean, even when I was in high school, we didn't have, you know, this type of training. And it's just, this type of training was only available to professional athletes. But nowadays, even 8-year-olds can train like the pros. So that's pretty much what velocity is for.
Hell, if I'm not mistaken, I know Dion and I know Coach Manny can vouch for that. You know, we had to go with the old school methods. I mean, running hills and playing, you know, working out in that hot, sweaty sun 5-6 hours a day. See, we had to really, you know, dig deep within our souls.
With the dumbbells and all the other good stuff and dragging weights in the sands and sand dunes. And
yeah, tell me about it.
None of that modern stuff. Well, Vanessa, this is mostly for
Well, even like 8 years ago. Yeah, 8-10 years ago, like even when I was in high school, that's, you know, we didn't know anything about this. You know, you would only see it on TV randomly, you know, athletes working out in gyms. But even it's a fairly new, you know, concept. So it's a good thing that now with me being here and with my new title, I can use and all the facility that oh, hold on. One of my teammates just walked in. So just using what we have here and putting it into our new team, pretty much.
Sweet. So now, being that you've accepted a new role with the Breakers now, could you explain that with everyone, what your new role is?
Oh, hold on. I'm getting a lot of hold on. Okay, can you repeat that? Sorry.
I was asking you, could you explain to everyone what your new role is with the Breakers?
There's a couple of new roles, actually. The first one, I became part of the board of directors, which helps pretty much run the team, make decisions, you know, so that way the owner is not left with all the, heavy decisions. So we're all pretty much kind of like a democracy where we all help out each other and make decisions. And with everyone's different expertise, we kind of, you know, combine to make a well-oiled machine to run the team. Another thing, I stepped up a lot and really started hammering in the off-season workouts.
Okay.
So thanks to head coach Manny, he gave me the title of the strength and conditioning coach for the team. So,
sweet.
But
so,
this is my 5th year playing, so I'm also a 5-year veteran.
Yeah, you are. Like I expressed to everyone in the beginning of the show, I said, I know you've been a Breaker since its inception 4 or 5 years ago. I know you, as I explained to everyone, yeah, you were my leading rusher last year, as a matter of fact. And in all actuality, you were actually one of the better backs in the league, you know, given, you know, in comparison to Monique Zaki. What's your girl's name, Dion? Was it Dina House?
Dina Hauser.
Dina Hauser, yeah. So, I mean, you're pretty much right there, right along with them. And that speaks volumes. That speaks volumes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't tend to think of, you know, when it comes to numbers and stuff like that, I just kind of don't work that way, but I just try to do my best and make sure at the end of the game, I'm not totally angry at myself for, you know, messing up or anything.
One of the nicest things, Coach Anthony, is coaching women is they're so humble. They're not like doing the men's where they're bragging on themselves. Coach V thanks me for making the condition coach. No, she's already performed. She's already doing it, as you know. She's done it on the football field. She's doing it off. She's taking our newbies and our rookies and molding them. So when it comes time for the coaches, we can work more on the fundamentals and not have to worry much on the conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And, the big thing, I mean, I've heard it, and I've heard you say this, Anthony, and I agree that, I mean, the reason why I do this, one, yes, I mean, the game of football will be a lot, you know, more fun if you are more in shape, and anybody can vouch for that. But,
yeah.
I mean, if you increase each player's level or abilities, that makes the whole team better. makes the whole team better. It's going to create more competition. More competition is going to make other teams better. So, I mean, if you look within yourself and make yourself better.
But, the mentality has to, be spread across to the level of women's football. As this phrase is pointed out quite a bit, both through all levels, you have to be a student of your game. If you're out here to play for fun, then you might as well go and play powder puff. This is the real deal. And if you guys are a student of your game and take it seriously, then you can start elevating to higher levels.
Yeah.
All right. That's why I'm always pushing fundamental camps and some things of that nature. And that's why we created the Women's Football Camp and Conference. Because, again, you got to be able to take yourself serious, because if you don't, then who will?
Exactly. And I personally, as I said to Dion numerous times, I was thankful for him coming up with the idea of having the football camp and conference, because again, it really brought out, I think it brought out some of the women who we've trained that weekend.
Well, maybe we can get Vanessa to come out there for the next one and do some demonstrations and workshops.
Ready for that, whenever.
All right.
Yeah, we tried to get there, Dion, but we had some situations where there was a split of the league situation. And being a new team, we have to stay within certain guidelines. But I think that anything that promotes women or teaches them, one of the greatest things is learning from different coaches, different styles, different techniques, because different players can work with one technique where they find another one more difficult. I like to do the line because I know how hard it is sometimes to bend over. So we use different techniques for different styles. But I think what you guys are doing was great, and I think you guys should try to get one down here.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm glad you brought that up, Manny, because that's one of the reasons why I have Dion online, because I want him to share the information that he has. So, Dion, why don't you go ahead and explain to everyone what you got lined up for women?
Actually, we just signed two major sponsors actually on Monday, but we've got to make sure the contract is sent back and go to attorneys that we partnered up with that is going to take this women's football camp and conference on a tour from August 28th January 7th, 2010. We're going to hit five major cities and do five women's football camps. But in the meantime, we're going to be stopping off at every boys and girls club and middle school there is in between each camp to host mini camps for young girls. So we just teamed up with a few partners, and like I said, we should make an announcement real soon. And everything is looking good, man. Everything is looking good. We're going to have one in every region, New York. We'll be in Rochester, New York. We'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll be in Dallas, Texas. We'll be in Los Angeles. And again, here in Vegas. And in Chicago as well.
Wow, that's great, Dion. Maybe you can get a couple of those referees up in there, too.
Huh?
Maybe you can get a couple of those referees in there, too.
I'm tied into a couple of referee associations
Get a couple of those referees to go to those camps, learn what it's all about.
Yeah, well, when they get so many different rules and rule books, it's kind of hard to keep track of what games you're reffing.
I was never more embarrassed my first game getting taken away and not having enough money to buy a hot dog because my wife was in the stands.
You rolled the dice once too often and got booted out of the game.
I guess. I mean, I'm a big guy, but three flags? Come on, Dion. But you know what? It was a pure pleasure playing you in the IWFL. I hope we get the pleasure of playing you again.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Somewhere down the road, we'll be teaming up against each other again.
Great.
Women's football is here to stay.
No, definitely. Well, and again, it's about taking this game to another level. And I want people to be aware of that, especially when they come across the Dion Lees and the Manny Ojeda's and the Anthony Bartleys. trust and believe. We want what's best for these women out here because we've played this game. We know what it's like, and we know what it takes. So, you know, again, we only want the best. Hopefully, I do have Todd calling in. Todd, are you online?
Yeah, this is Coach Houston.
Todd, how's it going? Glad to have you.
Appreciate it. Glad you got in.
I have to apologize to everyone because right now my computer is down, so I'm just going live and in color. So, BJ, if you hear me, you know, just kind of chime in when you can. Todd, now getting back with you, you've been around with the Dallas Diamonds since day one, if I'm correct.
Not the first year. I came on the second year. Six years now. Yeah, they've been around 6 years.
And if I'm not mistaken, you've pretty much collected a title in every league you guys have played in.
Yep, we've been successful, and we were excited to come in IWFL last year. You know, a new challenge. I think kind of got the same old teams, and you know, playing, you know, two and three teams, Houston every you know, three times a year and things like that. It kind of got old. So, you know, we look forward to the new challenge, and it was exciting. You know, there were some surprises. I mean, there were, you know, some teams that, you know, we were disappointed in that we thought we had more competition, but, you know, towards the end we got some better competition. And, you know, I think that's the thing is with all these leagues combining and, you know, making one unified league eventually. That's the key.
Yeah. So what's going to be your role with Dallas for this upcoming season? Because the rumor was going around saying that, one of the coaches from Dallas is supposed to be starting his own team. I mean, and I know they're just rumors, but I think, you know, people need to be set straight.
Well, that's rumors. I mean, you know, I don't have the money, so I couldn't do it. I mean, I've tossed the ideas around, and, you know, I mean, everybody's always got a better idea of the way they can run things and things like that. But, I mean, you know, I mean, either ownership's ownership. I mean, they're out to make money, and that's why they got into the business in the first place, I mean, I would think. I mean, but, you know, and to continue women's football, you know, everybody thinks they can do it better. We have a love-hate relationship, the owner and I. You know, we've done some positive things. You know, I basically, you know, resigned this year. It started a couple weeks ago, and one of the assistant coaches, my assistant offensive coordinator, I recommended him for the job. Now, I don't know if my recommendation is going to be taken, you know, but I think he has a great vision for the Diamonds to continue. You know, we've got a lot of people retiring. The last few years, we've been pretty much band-aiding together. We've had the same core of vets for the last 6 years, and you know, they've been dependable, but, you know, they could have used surgery a couple of years ago and been putting it off just to play football. And so we've got some new rookies coming in that we're real excited about, been a couple tryouts. And I want to be involved with the team. I've offered to, you know, be, you know, whatever, you know, help out with game day operations or just be an advisor or consultant or whatever. And basically, I'm, you know, stepped down for one reason, just for time with the family. You know, I coach for a living in high school level and been college level for only a couple of years and been junior high level, everything else. Right now I'm just teaching, not coaching, and my son's playing college football. Both my sons are playing college football and want to have time to see them play. So that's the only reason I'm stepping down. I mean, other than that, but I'm going to still be involved with women's football and, you know, continue the success.
Cool. Well, yeah, so you're basically a firm believer in the concept. Each program has got to go through a growing phase, basically.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, we started off, you know, basically from scratch, I watched them play the very first year. One of the friends of mine asked me to get involved, and I watched them, Houston, I mean, just basically beat the crap out of Dallas the first year. I think they went 5-5, but I saw a lot of potential. They just didn't have any organization and, you know, trying to get the fundamentals, and I saw a lot of potential in them. And next year we went 8-3, and you know, one game out of the Super Bowl, so, or the championship. So, you know, that's what organization will do for a team. Getting the people involved. I mean, I don't treat the women like women; I treat them like football players. I try to teach them. So Because, I mean, everybody knows, you know, we can call all kinds of plays, but unless they execute it and have the decisions and make, you know, the offensive line change or blocking assignments and things like that, you know, it can make us look good or bad. So, yeah, you know, that's the basic thing is teaching them the game of football.
Well, I hope there are a bunch of owners listening in to what was just said because, you know, this is one of the main things that, you know, I know myself I try to let owners aware of, you know, nothing's going to happen in just 1 year. You know, everybody's got to go through their building year. You know, so really it takes about, I would say, and I believe everyone can agree, it takes about 3 years for a program to get off the ground and really solidify itself. Can you guys agree to that?
Oh, yeah, I can agree with that. This is Coach Lee again. I mean, we're going into our fourth year, and we definitely have improved over time. And I think we'll be walking away with a championship this year because of our core coming back. But it takes 3 to 5 years for a good core to come back.
You actually think I'm going to let you walk away with a championship, Dion?
I kind of slipped that one in on you real quick.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Well,
one of those. He's
getting hurt. Your cap went well.
Well, I'll let you have that, Dion. Because, like I said, I'm not afraid to admit that Dion is screwed up on me. You know, that's just for right now, because I will even score. So, watch out, Dion.
And I'm kind of upset that Coach Hughes is not coach anymore because he's too up on me. And, you know, which I have a great respect for Coach Hughes, and actually I pattern our program based on what he had put together with the Diamonds, and was really looking forward to having him come down to Vegas and sharing some of that knowledge with some of us coaches about his program. So I definitely
will.
Huh?
You there? Can you hear me?
I'm here. I can hear you.
Hey, I want to thank you again, and I've said it before online that, you know, I endorse your camp 100%, and I would have loved to have been there. You know, I told you my personal reasons why I couldn't, but it had nothing to do with anything other than just that the things I had to do. My daughter's getting married and things like that. So,
I definitely respect that.
You know, I think your ideas are great. That's what we need in women's football to continue on. We need coaching clinics. We need referee clinics. Definitely referee clinics, no doubt about it.
You know, definitely that.
Consistently along the line and get this thing unified where you can take it off and get the women, you know, compensated for some of the things that they're doing, the time that they spend in this, the coaches as well.
Yes, I know that. Well, we'll be in Dallas, so I'll be looking for you to head that up when we do it to the Dallas camp. So,
when are you coming to Dallas?
We are in Dallas, I want to say September 11th.
September 11th of 09?
Yep, of 09.
September 11th. Okay, all right. Put that down. Where are you going to be? You know, you got anything lined up yet?
I'm working on that as we speak right now. The location, but it would be helpful if you join forces with me on that and line some things up. That'd be even great.
You got my phone number and email, and I'll be more than happy to help connect. I want to help continue this thing on, and I'm not saying I'm going to not coach women's football again. I'll say that on the record right now. It's just I'm going to take a little hiatus for a while.
Understood. It is understood.
Well, I just want everything.
But the one thing about the IWFL, I mean, I'm not trying to promote leagues or whatever. One thing I've seen, though, just observing, and I mean, I'm very interested in the WFA. I think they got a lot of great ideas, everything else, and I hope, you know, successful in it. The one thing that I think is crucial that people are kind of not really taking seriously how important this is, that USA deal, that they just feel it. I mean, I've been in powerlifting and things like that where they're trying to promote the Olympic sport for powerlifting, not just, you know, weightlifting. And USA Federation, USAPL, has an in with the Olympic Committee. So this is a huge thing that I don't think really people take for granted. Because once they get that endorsement with the league, then that's, you know, basically if they decided later down in 2020 or whatever the hell they do, for an exhibition sport, they could actually make the World Games and make it an exhibition sport for women's football. So this is a very crucial deal for the IWFL. I was really, really surprised to hear it. Didn't know anything about it, but it's going to be interesting to what happens with that.
Well, I can tell you, you know, just from my investigative reporting, that I mean, it's going to be unified throughout women's football in general, because again, it's about promoting this sport and getting it to the level where it needs to be. So it's like I said, it's not going to be a one man show for anybody. You know, everybody's going to be involved in it. Everybody's going to be able to reap the benefits from it. And again, that's what we need.
I agree. You know, what you're going to see if that, you know, if they do, for some reason, make it an exhibition sport, which I've heard talk about later, you know, 8 years from now or 5 years from now, whatever, they're going to try to do it. And again, that's just talk I'm hearing. But if they do that, you're going to see athletes coming out of the woodwork, you know, and that's going to increase the sport right there, because that's the basic thing. We've got some great people that have great hearts, but there's a lot of people out there, young athletes that make the sport just fantastic, and the parity in the league. But they're going to have to come out for a reason, and that's something I think that's going to be crucial.
Yeah, I think that's the next step for women's football is getting the true, pure athletes that are playing, you know, Division One, Division Two, Division Three ball, such as softball, basketball, and getting those type of athletes out there to elevate this game. Right now, women's football don't have any names to really rattle off outside of Jessica Springer, you know, as being a household name in women's football. So.
I just let you know she's up for negotiation, renegotiation of a contract. So if anybody teams are interested in her, she's available.
She can always come to Vegas, dog.
Hey man, I'm her agent now. I told you I was branching off a little bit, so just talk to me about it.
Well, you know, I got hotel stay here for free, and we got buffets and all you can eat.
As long as you hook up the agent too, we can talk. Give me a call.
Hey guys, Coach Anthony?
Yes.
Oh, I have some of the girls here. We have to get out and work out in like 2 minutes right now. So
okay.
Some of them just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
Well, again, I would say thanks again for coming on, Vanessa. I appreciated it quite a bit, and I look forward to hopefully having you on air again.
No problem. Coach Manny, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Love you, Coach Manny!
Love you guys, too. We get ready now. We got some fine competition out here. Anthony, I'd like to ask Coach Todd, you know, to write a book on his off time about how do you stay with a team that you have a love-hate relationship for 6 years. That's incredible.
Hey, nothing's perfect, man, but I guess I'm going to write some different agendas. I thought we'd make a movie about it. I thought it'd be kind of funny, kind of like Varsity Blues type thing.
Oh, yeah. that would be great. I mean, over here in Southern California, we see coaches get eat up all the time. We were lucky to make one or two seasons.
You said it, not me. Cause
that's coaching profession, too, you know. I mean, you know, we move around a lot. That's the nature of the beast, unfortunately.
Wow. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you heard it from some, like, again, these are some of the best coaches in women's football, and I wouldn't have them on it because if I didn't have any respect for them, and I have mad respect for all these gentlemen here because they've contributed a lot to this level of football. And, I mean, you got to have a lot of love in order to do this, a lot of love. Again, I say hats off to Todd because unfortunately, I never got the chance to play you. You know, me and the people who know me, I want to play the best. So if you ever get back into it, you know, let me know because we need to play each other. I'm issuing the challenge now. You know, I will play you any time, anywhere.
That sounds good. We're waiting on a new ring coming in. We're supposed to be in any time, so. Be number four, so we're excited about that. But, you know, that's a good recruiting tool, too.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
That's one thing, Don, spared at no expense with the rings and stuff. I do appreciate that. So, I mean, I know she's, you know, financially strapped as far as an owner and everything else, but she does try to take care of us and as much as she possibly can, so I'm going to give her credit for that.
Well, it takes a lot financially, as you can tell. I mean, it's not easy.
We almost thought we had to take a wagon out to Seattle when we had to fly out there at the last minute. So, you know, we got out there right about before the game, and some of the girls are about 2 days getting back home. So travel's interesting in this league. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Wow. So, Dion, what are your upcoming plans now that you're in the WSA?
Our upcoming plans, again, is that we're having our tryouts on December 13th. Then we're going to get ready. I'm working on some exhibition games against some new developing teams here on the West Coast that aren't a part of any association or any league at the moment. But they're looking to – there's some women indoor football teams out there that people didn't even know about that I'm keeping up and seeing and finding, and they're looking to go 11 on 11 instead of playing 8 on 8 arena style football. We're working on a couple other projects here in Las Vegas, promoting a team and working with a couple of the casinos and doing a few things to help benefit, you know, Las Vegas Showgirls. We're part of a radio station called 98.5, which is like the number one station here in Vegas. They're having a Christmas drive from this Thursday to the 15th, and we're going to be out there helping out with our jerseys on and just getting our name out there and getting our faces out there and letting people know that women play football. I mean, that's our biggest push, and we're looking forward to being in the WFA this year. And I think Jeff King has some great ideas and some great plans, and I'm ready to walk the walk, you know. I'm tired of the talk. Let's do the walk and move forward.
Yeah. Like I said, it's amazing how many people don't know about this yet. As a matter of fact, I recruited a player just tonight at Rite Aid. Didn't even know about it. I mean, and again, these are women who want to play, who always had the desire to play football but never got the opportunity to.
Right.
So, I mean, as
football is lacking.
The problem with it
is the
marketing. You know, the marketing of it, that's my biggest complaint, and I try to stay out of the business aspect of it and not to touch on it occasionally. But you're right, there's so many people that don't know anything about women's football, and that's a shame because, you know, we put a good product on the field, and, you know, there's no reason for it not to make money, you know, as far as from the business aspect. So to me, that's a matter of business and marketing as far as the league and the ownership, and that's who should be responsible for the marketing, not the players.
Right, and that's been my biggest push, being part of the WPFL and the IWFL, was the league's input into the marketing of the league itself. You know, there's nothing nationwide that people know about it. Yeah, well, for the money you put in, but also the fact that if you're claiming to be a nationwide league, then people should know about it, you know.
Exactly.
It should be a commercial about, you know, the ABC League. I'm just giving out any old name right now. But it should be a national commercial out there talking about women playing football. And that was my biggest push in the WPFL while I was sitting on the board there, was trying to institute that, and that didn't work out. So we wind up just doing our own TV thing here in Vegas. And we averaged 45,000 people watching our games on Tuesday nights because I like to market. I know how to market a product. And I'm from the music industry, so I've turned no-name artists into superstars in 18 to 24 months. And that's how I've
expressed it. Let me ask you a question. You were on the board of the WPFL, too, at one point, right?
Yes.
Okay, and the IWFL. So, I mean, as far as comparisons to both leagues, now, other than the NWFA, you weren't involved with that at all, but comparatively, what does WFA have to offer? And I'm curious because, you know, I want to make it unified as much as possible. You know, whoever takes over, whatever. I mean, but just unified for women's sports. So what does the WFA have to offer versus the other league that you've been involved in all?
They have to offer the fact that they're offering the playoff situation. You know, if you know in women's football, a lot of forfeits took place in the playoffs because teams had a short time period for travel. And as an owner of a team, I was kind of happy that we didn't make the playoffs, believe it or not, because we would have went up to Seattle. That would have been $15,000.
Yep.
If we would have won that game, we would have went out to Dallas. That would have been another $20,000. And then 2 weeks later, if we would have beat Dallas, we would have to go up with another $20,000 to go to Chicago. That's $60,000 exactly. In 6 weeks. And I've been harping this all along. There's not many, if any, millionaire owners of women's football teams out there that can just fork up $60,000 in 6 weeks. And you're relying
exactly.
on your players to do that. You know, so what I like about the WFA is that the money that we're putting into it as owners is coming back to those who make the playoffs to help cover costs in travel.
Right.
You know, and that's the biggest thing. You know, you don't want to have a forfeit in the middle of your prime time, which is playoffs. It just has a bad taste in your mouth. You know, the karma had a bad situation that took place with L.A., and L.A. lost out on it because, one, they lost out on the opportunity to play a game. Two, they had did all this promoting to get people to come, and it was forfeited. And then three, they play 4 weeks later, and they wind up losing because they wasn't fine-tuned. You know, just took them out of
the... Has the WFA committed an X amount for playoffs per game?
Yeah, it's saying,
it could be cost $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 to travel somewhere if you take everybody. And I think everybody should go in the playoffs. But, that's hard to do. But so are they committed a number?
Well, it's committed based on how many teams are involved. So that we do have a skeleton to work with based on the amount of teams that we have. But once the league is settled in the teams and all contracts are in, then we can move forward with the whole deal. Because it's all about promoting the league. It's not about putting money in your pocket as the owner of a league or as administrator of the league. It's like you get something for it. You know, I don't want to go 8-0 and then I can't afford to go to the playoffs.
Right.
You know, I've put up over $200,000 in 3.5 years in women's football out of my own personal pocket. You know, because my young lady didn't have to pay to play for me. I want to win right now, and I don't want to be charging women $500 to $1,500 to play and then ask them to go fundraise and do other things that a lot of other teams have done. So I've sacrificed.
You're a visionary owner, that's right there is going to make a big difference in why y'all are, you know, getting better every year, and I've seen it. You know, we've seen y'all from year one, and that's the reason. You can keep the girls coming back, and that's the main thing because – they're not gonna. I mean, why you can go to the YMCA and set up a league, you know, instead of set up a bracket and everything else. So, you know, to play football, you can run, you know, an 8-man flag football or 7-man 4-on-4 or something like that, and not get hurt and ruin your life as far as you lose your job and you know everything else for nothing other than just playing a game. You know, and I love the game as much as anybody in the world, but. You know, I mean, I can't say if I had the talent right now. I mean, as old as I am, I'd go back out there if I could, you know, just for the sake of injury. You know, I mean, it's crazy. Some of these girls putting out the time that they do. So, you know, if they can get some kind of, and even if it's not a lot of compensation, but something for their time and energy and the possibility of getting hurt, you know, getting athletes from D1 schools and, D2 schools that have their basketball players that, track players, volleyball players, just true athletes to get out there and do it. You know, that it's going to take something like your vision to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think all the leagues are in the same boat. You know, I've been a part of three now, and no league is better than the other. It's the same competition. We're just moving to different places, different administrations. So it's not one that's superior than the others. It's the fact that which ones are willing to promote itself out there to get people to recognize that women do play this sport. You know, there's, you know, 6,000 women out there that play this sport. There's 100 teams in the United States. There's 45 teams in Europe. You know, another 4,000 players, you know, in Germany and in Europe that play. So it's growing, and it's one of the fastest growing. And I talk to a lot of the marketing people at different corporations, and their whole thing is, okay, well, you got that amount of players, but what kind of fan base do you have?
Right.
Well, you know, the average team is maybe averaging 250 to 300 people. And you might go to a game where you might get 800 to 1,500. But, you know, for me as an owner, I can't make money unless we're averaging 3,500 people a game.
Right.
You know, to stay in business. So what's going to help is if a league, the ABC league, is putting the money that they're collecting into a national campaign and putting advertisement in the markets that they are in, team-wise, and then that would make me, as an owner, want to do commercials for my team as well. So now the league is buying 50 commercials in my market. Guess what? Now I'm going to go buy 50 commercials space for my commercials. Now I got 100 commercials being promoted in my market. You know, and that's not a lot, but I'm saying that's a good example of how we have to take this to the next level to let people know that women play football. You know,
I agree.
I'm
intrigued by the international too, because I was one of my goals before I left. I wanted to try to play overseas in Germany or one of the teams over there. I tried to actually email the coach and talk to him and correspond a little bit, but never got anything back. You know, concrete. But it would have been an interesting experience, and I hope to see that in the future, because I think it's a worldwide thing.
Well, that's one of the plans that we got here in Vegas. We are in contact with three teams from Germany right now. One of my players is a German major. She got her master's in Germany. In German. So she's been translating my letters in German, and I've been emailing them back and forth. And the city of Las Vegas is willing to pay for the teams to come here and play us. So,
cool.
You know,
that's awesome.
So that's something that we're looking into in February and in March right now, that we're trying to get two of the German national teams over here, and I'll invite another team from America to play, and it'd be like an American Bowl or something like that we're talking about putting together right now.
Well, see if I can scratch up some girls, we'll come on out and play.
There you go. We put together an all-star team. How about that?
That sounds good. That sounds good. At least it's not flag football.
No, it will be tackle.
Okay, all right, just making sure.
we got to promote what we're promoting, women's tackle football.
Well, you know, like I said, it's refreshing. Like I said, me and Dion have talked about this so much. You know, it's been like an ongoing thing, but to hear it come from another source. Like someone who's reputable, who has a long-standing, you know, history in women's football from Coach Hughes, to hear that is so refreshing. It really is.
Well, hey, man,
and again,
you're banned from all leagues, so you never know.
So, you know, and again, and I say this to everybody, you know, I want unification. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get unification. If I have to be the martyr, so to speak, then so be it. Because, you know, as people know, I got a lot of people who hate Anthony Bartley because Anthony's going to speak his mind. But if it takes me being the first person to get this ball rolling, then so be it. So be it. I accept that responsibility. But, again, I just have mad respect for Coach Hughes and what he's contributed to this level of football. I have mad respect for Dion, and I have tremendous respect for Manny because, you know, Manny's been with me for the longest now.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I'm going to have to head out and go to bed. That's my bedtime. So I appreciate you having me on.
Well, it was a pleasure having you again, Todd, and I look forward to having you again on another show.
Okay, no problem. Give me my number. Dion, give me a call. You got it.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's Coach Todd Hughes, the current IWSL national champion with the Dallas Diamonds, perennial champion because he's pretty much the only coach here in women's football that have won a championship in every league he's been in. So, again, hats off to Coach. I'm sorry?
It's only been two, but he has four titles, so I can't hate on him. he got four more than I have. So, you know, I can't.
Well, he's got three more than me at this level, but you know, hey, I can't complain. I can't complain, but I do want to play him.
Oh, definitely, that it'd be great if Coach Hughes can get back in the game. You know, but it takes time to rejuvenate yourself and recharge. You know, in this game, because it's just so much drama and so much other things that go in place. It's not all about just coaching football.
Well, hell, I think the next time I talk to Coach Hughes, I'm going to see if he wants to put rings up at stake. have a little exhibition game, put our rings up. You know how they used to race cars for pink slips? Let's play for rings.
No, that won't work. I don't think he'd do that.
Hey, I mean, he got his four. I can break out my five. What?
Not talking
It'll
about
be...
rings right now. Until after the end of 2009 season, when I'm wearing mine, then we can talk about rings.
you just dying to get one, aren't you? You're dying
yeah.
to get one.
Did I say that again? Did I say that we were gonna win
2009? I think you stuttered when you said that.
Okay, I didn't mean to say that. I felt like Pat Riley right now. You know what I'm saying? They got to put a towel in my mouth.
Well, I know one thing for certain now. I got to get me another ring to add to my collection. So I'm sorry, Dion, but I'm gonna have to step over you.
Well, you know Zell's got a sale going on for Christmas. I could go purchase a nice little gold ring over at Zell's for $199.
Right.
All of the day.
Okay. Well, just as long as it says WFA Champions on in 2009, then we good to go, right?
I can engrave it. I can have it engraved on the inside. It'd be a lovely.
Well, I can say this, you know, again, it's been a pleasure, you know, and it's come to that time where we're going to close out this evening. Again, Coach Lee, thank you for coming aboard. Certainly appreciate your time, and I love the work that you are doing for women's football. Coach Ojeda, it's always a pleasure, you know. Hey, we talk, what, 3-4 times a day?
Just about.
And, you know, every conversation, you know, I enjoy talking with you.
Thank you very much. And to the Los Angeles ladies, Dion, you guys had a great team. I wish you all well in your new success in your new league against Coach Anthony.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I invite you to a championship game, and you can sit next to Coach Anthony in the stands.
Oh, jokes!
Oh, he's been playing against you on the field, huh?
He got jokes, no, because, see, we're in the same conference. So what's going to happen is when I'm the division champ and I'm going for the playoffs, you know, he's just going to have to sit back and wait by the end of bleachers because, again, they may be hosting the championship game. I hope they do host the championship game because I'm going to enjoy hosting that championship trophy in center field with my links while Dion is sitting up in the stand saying, well, we'll try next year.
Next year. I don't want to extend your show, man. You don't have any sponsors yet for your show, so let's not extend all our time. But I'm working on a sponsor for you, so we're going to make that happen, baby.
Oh, definitely. But all again, right. thank you, you guys, for coming on. And ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our show for this evening. Again, you're here at Game Time with Coach Bartley. I will be on next week, same bat time, same bat channel. If you guys want to ask any questions or if you have any topics, you're more than welcome to email them to me at headcoach16@yahoo.com. If you have any questions in regards to my program, the California Links, you can look up at my team website at www.callynxfootball.info. Again, thank you for listening, and I look forward to seeing everybody online soon.